Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Nice to be back talking with you and listeners, Toby. How are you?
I'm fine, Vidar. This week we have a real festive treat with, I think, the annual return of Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of The Nutcracker to the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. And I think The Nutcracker really marks the start of Christmas for you, Vidar, with this magical, timeless production.
You've got it in one, Toby. It really is a scene setter for the festive season. So if you are a self-confessed groupie about Christmas, which I would claim to be, Nutcracker at the Birmingham Hippodrome has become something of an annual tradition in recent years. And yes, getting to see that audio-described matinee of the show, which I did on Saturday, was really special. And the music is beautiful anyway. And in the past, going back over many years now, before audio description was an integral part of theatre experience, I would go just for the music because the Tchaikovsky score is absolutely gorgeous. Having said that, since the growth of and wider provision of audio description, that's increased my interest in the art of ballet anyway. So it's a win-win for me now. Not only do I and can I enjoy the music, but equally importantly, and some might say arguably even more importantly, can enjoy ballet too.
And this sort of sumptuous and timeless production boasts daring sword fights, falling snow, magic, and I think a 30-foot Christmas tree too. And I wondered how that came across to you, Vidar, in the live audio description and the pre-show touch tour too.
Well, the touch tour was really, really important and always is, actually. And I must credit Aliska at Birmingham Royal Ballet, who always leads the touch tour, along with, on this occasion, Jonathan Nash, who provided the audio description. And on this occasion, we first went into the wings with our companions and with other volunteers and staff at the Hippodrome and were shown some of the costumes, some of them new costumes made last year, some of them going back 30 years. But that's always fascinating, literally getting a feel for and having them describe the colours are beautiful, etc. And then after we'd inspected some of the costumes from Clara through to the Rat and everything in between, we went on stage. And you're right, we then saw close up that large Christmas tree that you mentioned. And, you know, there's the whole backdrop to the unfolding story that you'll then see during the matinee or the evening performance whenever you go. And it is very seasonal and very magical. And that's also brought out in the live audio description, not just as the production takes place, but also in the pre-show notes, the introduction, if you like, to what you're about to see. Jonathan talks about the cast, talks about the setting, reminds us of some of the things we've seen, those who've managed to be on the touch tour and take advantage of that opportunity. And it really is a lovely feel-good factor. And it is one of those as well where I defy anyone not to come out humming at least one or two of the melodies that have provided the music for the unfolding ballet story.
And Tchaikovsky's score is wonderful and it's obviously performed live by the 60-strong Royal Ballet Sinfonia, which must be magical hearing that music live as well in the theatre.
It's a real treat and the music, you know, is beautiful as it happens. If anyone were to ask me who is my favourite composer, really difficult question, but Tchaikovsky would be certainly amongst the top three and Nutcracker is a particularly strong piece of, well, strong work musically actually and some gorgeous melodies and the story that goes with it that the ballet then depicts. It does, even though we are just about to enter Advent, it still gets you feeling a little bit more festive and Christmassy, if you like, that time of the year, and hopefully that continues throughout the next 3 or 4 weeks.
And the ballet, I mean, the dancers, their movements on stage is wonderful. I mean, I think we all know some of the dance movements from the Nutcracker, but, you know, to see the performers on stage, as we often say with ballet, you know, it is so wonderful seeing those people move.
Absolutely. And seeing those people move and having that described so you feel as if you're seeing those people move, I think that's the key thing with audio description. That's a real art and it's something that only people who've done it for a while and can really capture the right language to bring that to life, and Jonathan certainly does that in this case. That's an important dimension to the whole audio described experience, and you know that undoubtedly adds such a lot to your enjoyment and your general appreciation of what the show's about.
And obviously with the audio description, it's one that everyone can share with all the family, both young and old, and really get you, as you do, Vidar, very much set up for Christmas.
Absolutely. It's a, as you say, Toby, it's a real family production, and anyone of all ages can enjoy it. And it's part of that build-up, or has become part of the lead-up to Christmas over recent years, and still seems to provide a bit of magic no matter what the wider world is going through. That's a lovely sort of haven of traditional performing arts, if you like.
Well, for more about Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of The Nutcracker and also Access performances of their productions, including audio described performances, do visit the Access pages of their website, which is brb.org.uk/access-performances. Next time, Vidar, we have another wonderful production with The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre.
So again, yes, arguably seasonal. It's the production that the Birmingham Rep are putting on over Christmas and the New Year. It's based on one of my favourite childhood books, as you've mentioned the title there, Toby, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, and really looking forward to A, seeing it, and then hopefully feeding back to you and listeners on the audio described production that I'm lucky enough to be seeing in the next few days, all being well.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio-described review of Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of The Nutcracker at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a great pleasure. Thank you, Toby.